More than 500 passengers will be on board the Roald Amundsen when she docks at Pier 2 in Kodiak this week, the first time the island has seen cruise ship tourism since 2019. Amy Williams is the executive director of the Visitors Bureau Discover Kodiak.
This is a good sign that life is turning back to normal and that tourism is returning back to normal.
Kodiak's cruise ship season tends to look a little different compared to other parts of the state, according to Williams. The ships tend to be smaller than the ones that frequent Southeast Alaska, and there's a lot less of them. 30 large and small cruise ships called in Kodiak back in 2019. That was a record year. This year, just 10 cruise ships will visit the island. Williams says that while cruise ship tourism gives Kodiak businesses a boost, its downtown was spared from some of the economic hardships faced by other coastal communities when COVID stopped the cruises from coming.
When they weren't here for the last 2 years, we weren't devastated and we didn't lose businesses because cruise ships weren't in town. So I think the same thing is when they come back, it's exciting and those businesses that are going to make money, I'm sure, are very excited. But we don't have to change our posture a lot for when there's a cruise ship here or when there's not.
The Roald Amundsen will continue on to Dutch Harbor after she stops in Kodiak this week, and it will visit twice again in August. Six cruise ships will call in Kodiak throughout September, including the New Amsterdam, which has a carrying capacity of more than 2,000 passengers.
When those big ships come, anything that's over like 900 people kind of has to change the way we do business downtown.
Kodiak's cruise ship season wraps up in early October, when the nearly 700-passenger regatta calls in Kodiak on her voyage from Los Angeles to Tokyo. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.